CD 4 In a pristine white house in a very rich suburb of San Diego, California, in mid-March 1997, a former music teacher from Texas called Marshall Applewhite turned on his video camera, pointed it at himself, and said, "We're so excited we don't know what to do because we're about to re-enter the level above human." He turned the video camera away from himself to a room full of people. They were all dressed exactly the same, in buttoned-up uniforms of their own design, like something out of Star Trek, with a patch on the arm that read, "Heaven's Gate, Away Team." They were all, like Marshall Applewhite, grinning. "Heaven's Gate, Away Team," said Marshall Applewhite into the video camera. "That's exactly what that means to us. We've been away, and now we're going back. I'm very proud of these students of the evolutionary level above human. They're about to leave, and they're excited about leaving." Someone from this group had posted a message on their website. It read, "Red Alert! Hail Bop brings closure to Heaven's Gate." The website also included a link to Art Bell's site. Marshall Applewhite and his 38 disciples went to a local restaurant for their last supper. They all ordered exactly the same thing from the menu: iced tea, salad with tomato vinaigrette dressing, turkey, and blueberry cheesecake. Then they returned to their communal ranch. A few nights later, as Hale Bopp drew close enough to Earth to be seen with the naked eye, Prudence stood on the balcony of a Holiday Inn in Atlanta and arched her neck uncomfortably to see over the trees, the iron railing digging into her chest. And then she saw the comet. "It was so beautiful," she said. "But it was by itself," I said. "It was by itself," said Prudence. "I was just standing there, trying to figure out where the companion object went, and then someone came running up the stairs." 39 people had died. Marshall Applewhite and his 38 disciples had all put on the exact same Nike sneakers. They all put a roll of quarters in their pockets. They lay down on their bunk beds, and each took a lethal cocktail of sedatives and alcohol and painkillers, because they believed that doing so would get them a ride to the level above human on Prudence and Courtney's Hale Bopp companion object. "It was awful," said Prudence. "It was